Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas mini bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast, the only professional wrestling podcast in the world where pro wrestling is discussed passionately, with confidence, with great knowledge, and most of all, in the most sophisticated way. So brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, because chaos is about to be unleashed. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Pain Train Pipe Bomb Productions. My name is Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas, and today I come before you with a possible suggestion, or rather a theory, a possible theory, that is, on a potential match on the card of WrestleMania 39 in Hollywood, California. Well, this one obviously has been talked about for a little bit now. Honestly, based on things that went happening, I really believe it's going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, I am talking about Dominic Mysterio versus his father Rey at WrestleMania. I think at this point, we all know it's going to happen. I mean, ever since Dominic turned heel by betraying his father and attacking him, giving that clothesline just like Eddie Guerrero did back in 2005, and we saw when Dominic and his on-screen girlfriend Rhea Ripley both being part of the Judgment Day, we'll never forget on Thanksgiving when they, you know, of course, showed up at Rey Mysterio's house and crashed the party and attacked Rey. They tried doing it again on Christmas Eve, but this time, Rey Mysterio... Well, actually, I should mention, on Christmas Eve, it was actually at Rey Mysterio's parents' house. But this time, you know, of course, you know, Rey Mysterio was prepared. You know, he called the cops on his son. Dominic, of course, you know, this is all in storyline, by the way. You know, Dominic gets arrested and everything like that. And, you know, I kind of expected it that something was going to happen on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, but... As far as I know, I didn't see anything. I mean, I didn't hear anything about it as far as WWE goes. But, you know, we all know this whole thing between Dominic and Rey, it's not over yet. Like, I know for a fact it's likely going to be settled once and for all. The only place it can be and the only way it can, it's going to be at WrestleMania, y'all. Now, stemming from part of the storyline where Dominic was arrested... You know, recently there's also that story how he was bailed out. You know, there's a picture of him traveling with fellow Judgment Day member Damian Priest. So, but I really believe the whole storyline between Dominic and his father Rey, like, it's really going to have like more members of the family of the Mysterio family involved. You know, a lot of suggestions have already been pitched, and quite frankly. You know, I think really is, it's going to build up, like, you know, obviously in the last confrontation, you know, it looked as though, you know, Dominic was, you know, trying to get his dad, you know, to fight him, you know, but Rey Mysterio has been saying many times, you know, he's refusing to fight his son and whatever. So the storyline is definitely making sense, you know, in a family perspective, you know, son betrays his dad, but the father still sees, you know, something's wrong with his son, he doesn't want to fight him, but, you know, eventually... Rey Mysterio is going to have no choice but to accept. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Dominic who's going to officially issue the challenge. And I think Rey Mysterio at first is going to refuse and refuse and refuse. And I wouldn't be surprised if Dominic and the Judgment Day just continue to push the envelope and push it and push it and push it until Rey Mysterio cracks and finally says, fine, well, we're going to do this at WrestleMania. So that's the way I'm expecting it to go. And I really believe that's the way it's going to go. So... But I think, you know, furthermore, because so last time in the confrontation, I think Rhea attempted to slap Mysterio, but Rey Mysterio's wife, you know, stopped it, and Rey Mysterio's wife slapped Rhea Ripley. So now we're basically at a point where, of course, obviously Rhea Ripley wants revenge, So, you know, a couple of sources have said that this time, you know, likely, you know, Rey Mysterio's daughter, Aaliyah, is going to be involved in it. So, you know, we did see Aaliyah, I think, back in 2020, you know, that whole story with when Rey Mysterio was feuding with Seth Rollins. And, of course, there was that whole thing with one of Rollins' disciples, you know, Buddy Murphy at the time. So, you know, who knows what we're going to see moving forward, you know, the whole thing with the Judgment Day and the Mysterio family. But, you know, a lot of possible things are very likely to be pitched. I mean, I'm sure that there's that WWE creative has a lot of plans, you know, going moving forward. So, I mean, back when it all started, I think at the pay-per-view in Wales, but, you know, when Dominic Mysterio first, you know, gave Edge that low blow and then attacked his father. And, you know, and when I say that, you know, I've said this before, when Dominic, you know, gave his dad the clothesline, I mean, it was exactly the way Eddie Guerrero clotheslined Rey Mysterio back in 2005 when Eddie Guerrero, the late, great Eddie Guerrero, betrayed Rey Mysterio. And I always say that that feud between Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero, you know, it was a great feud. And even though short-lived heel turns are really not a good thing, I mean, in that particular case and in Eddie Guerrero's case, the short-lived heel turn, you know, turned out to be very, very good. So moving forward, do I expect the match to be a singles match? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a singles match, but, you know, imagine if the match ends up being a Hell in a Cell match. I mean, imagine that. Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio, father versus son in a Hell in a Cell. I mean, because this whole storyline has been going on for months and involving, you know, crashing the Thanksgiving dinner at the Mysterios with Dominic and Rhea Ripley attacking Rey. They tried doing it again on Christmas Eve, but this time they were their plan was foiled. So, you know, I really believe that, you know, more things are going to happen in the future. More, like, you know, segments and things like that are going to happen. So, I really believe it's going to be basically boiled to the point where a singles match is really going to be the dull way to basically finish it. So, that's why I really honestly believe that while I know for a fact that the match is very likely to happen, I mean, let's be honest, we've all been seeing it coming. I mean, for the next couple of months or more, it's going to continue to boil and boil and boil. But and then, you know, it's going to be settled once and for all. And I can't imagine, you know, if in the conclusion, if Rey Mysterio is when it emerges victorious, then I wouldn't really know where Dominic would go moving forward. So I mean, you know, again, who knows? A lot of things can very well happen. I mean, imagine, like, you know, as part of it, I mean, imagine if at WrestleMania we also see Aaliyah Mysterio versus Rhea Ripley. I mean, imagine that. I mean, I would imagine that if Rey Mysterio and Dominic were to go at it, and if Aaliyah, Dominic's younger sister and Rey's daughter, if she gets involved in this whole feud, and she takes on Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania, and if Rey emerges victorious and Aaliyah emerges victorious, I would imagine that starting the very next night, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden there's miscommunications, there's cracks within the Judgment Day. If the Judgment Day is starting to, you know, on a run where they're going to be split. I mean, I anything could happen. I mean, there's all sorts of possible theories on this whole thing moving forward. So I guess that's supposedly what makes the storyline so interesting and definitely exciting. But I don't know. I mean, again, there's just lots of things that can possibly happen, but I'm kind of giving, you know, my personal thoughts. I mean, again, it's merely a theory, and of course, in my case, it's very well my opinion. But of course, you know, wrestling fans, we're not gonna get exactly what we want most of the time. So, but again, you know, the way I see it is, yeah, like right now, it kind of seems like we're just gonna see Mysterio and Dominic in a regular match. But honestly, based on, you know, the whole thing from Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve and God knows what's going to happen, you know, next, you know, with the segments between the Judgment Day tormenting Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio, you know, pushing his father to fight him at WrestleMania. I mean, really, honestly, I could see Rhea Ripley versus Aaliyah being in a regular match. But I really, the way I see it most realistically, Dominic and Rey either, I mean, a steel cage would be great. No Holds Barred, I think, you know, would be good. But honestly, I mean, hey, you know, I'll never forget when they introduced the No Holds Barred to Hell in a Cell, or I believe it, you know, when Roman Reigns took on, I think it was Jey Uso in that Hell in a Cell I Quit match. I mean, you know, I think the best thing to do is put it in a Hell in a Cell match, Dominic versus Rey in a Hell in a Cell match. But I think, you know, basically take it up a notch, make it a like a No Holds Barred, like a like something like that, and I Quit Hell in a Cell match. I mean, Hell in a Cell match is already technically No Holds Barred because there's supposed to be weapons, you know, under the ring. But basically, from the magnitude of the whole storyline, I honestly believe that Dominic versus Rey in a just a regular singles match, that's actually a bit dull. I mean, again, that's merely a theory, a suggestion for me coming from a pro wrestling fan perspective, but also in a journalism perspective because we want to see a good ending to what's been a very good pro wrestling storyline. So in my honest opinion, Dominic versus Rey has to be in a Hell in a Cell match, but the Hell in a Cell match within itself has to be a hell of a lot more intensifying, you know. But because this is why I strongly suggest, because it's honestly been suggested, and rather it's been insisted that Aaliyah, again, Dominic's younger sister, because we haven't even seen her in we haven't even seen her, you know, since 2020, since that storyline between Seth Rollins and Rey Mysterio. So I would imagine at this point it would probably make sense, you know, to introduce her, to bring her in, you know, back in, you know, get involved in this whole story. And, you know, with Rhea Ripley wanting to extract revenge on Rey Mysterio's wife, who slapped Rhea, you know, obviously this would be the time to bring in Aaliyah Mysterio, you know, to defend, you know, her mom and her dad. And to basically, because I really find it interesting, because we haven't seen, even in storyline, we haven't even seen what Aaliyah had to say about what her older brother did. So I think really at this point, it is we're about to hit the perfect time to bring in Aaliyah Mysterio into the storyline. But you know, if they don't, I wouldn't know what they're planning, but I would say, you know, bring in Aaliyah to counter against whatever threats Rhea Ripley has. I mean, it makes a lot of sense, but I'm definitely firm, 100% firm on that we should definitely see Rhea Ripley versus Aaliyah Mysterio at WrestleMania along with Dominic and Rey, but in a Hell in a Cell match. So I would imagine also, now what about Damian Priest and Finn Balor? Well, I would imagine that obviously, Balor and Priest are definitely going to be featured at WrestleMania, you know, the two-night event, but I wouldn't exactly be sure who they would take on. I mean, I could certainly see maybe Damian Priest and Finn Balor versus AJ Styles and Edge. I mean, I'd imagine Edge is going to be featured. Now, as far as I know, Edge is actually, I think, set to retire this year, and if I remember correctly from that report, he plans on retiring at a non-televised event in his hometown of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. So, I mean, but right now anything can happen. But I'm firm on definitely the conclusion of the storyline between the Judgment Day and the Mysterios, you know, ending at WrestleMania. And one more time, you know, Rey versus Dominic in a Hell in a Cell match, and then, you know, possibly seeing if Aaliyah gets involved in the storyline, then it's likely to be built up until we see, you know, Rhea versus Aaliyah at WrestleMania, and, you know, I would love to see it. And speaking of WrestleMania 39, 8 hours ago, WrestlingNews.com releasing a story saying that WrestleMania 39 is nearly sold out. I mean, as we know, April 1st and 2nd in Los Angeles, California. So once again, the tagline is WrestleMania Goes Hollywood, just like WrestleMania 21, which was at the Staples Center. So, you know, it's interesting, not even a WrestleMania match has yet to be announced, and according to this, nearly 100,000 tickets for the show has been sold, and SoFi Stadium has the maximum capacity of over 100,000 seats, so, man. I mean, I can't imagine how much the tickets have to cost, you know. But, you know, right now, honestly, according to this, you know, this is really interesting. Apparently, WWE management wants to bring in some celebrities and several wrestling legends. And according to this, Stone Cold Steve Austin is apparently open to offers for actually being featured at WrestleMania 39. Now, of course, at WrestleMania 38, that match with Kevin Owens, you know, the whole story how Stone Cold had to basically avenge his previous WrestleMania loss to The Rock, which is at WrestleMania 19. So finally, Stone Cold is able to finish his career with a win over at WrestleMania. So, and check this out. Apparently, according to this, it's been exclusively reported by WrestlingNews.com that John Cena is apparently scheduled to take on Logan Paul at WrestleMania. So here I am starting this whole thing about talking about the strong possibility of Rey Mysterio versus his son Dominic at WrestleMania. It boils over to, you know, Rhea Ripley and Aaliyah as well. And now we got, you know, obviously Stone Cold Steve Austin apparently open to offers to actually be part of WrestleMania. And now, basically now I'm seeing that John Cena is apparently scheduled to take on Logan Paul. And of course, as we know, Logan Paul is dealing with that knee injury that he suffered at Crown Jewel in that match against Roman Reigns. And of course, speaking of Roman Reigns, it's been rumored for a long time that apparently The Rock could be coming in for a match against Roman Reigns. And according to this, WWE actually wants it to happen. WWE actually wants The Rock to take on Roman Reigns. I mean, in my case, I mean, I really don't know what to say, but I would imagine that, you know, I would have figured that Cody would be the guy to take the to win the title, but since because Cody's been out with the injury, they were unable to finish the whole story between Seth Rollins and Cody. So speaking of a storyline conclusion at WrestleMania 39, I expect the storyline between Cody and Seth Rollins to be officially concluded at WrestleMania 39. So, you know, who knows? I mean, a lot of possible theories, but, you know, all of a sudden, WrestleMania 39 is shaping up to be more exciting than the last couple of WrestleManias combined, but that all remains to be seen. But right now, there's so many possible theories, but I am 100% adamant and firm on my stance on how I think that the whole thing between the Judgment Day and the Mysterios should end, but anything can happen, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Chaos is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube. And remember, if you know somebody that loves professional wrestling and they are looking for a very interesting and exciting professional wrestling podcast, then Ringside Chaos is the show for them. So, that being said, don't forget to subscribe, and please, 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 keep supporting professional wrestling. Ladies and gentlemen, I will see y'all next time.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.